6 prime ministers in the past 10 years. That's a lot of turnover at the highest level of the British government. And now, the current PM, Keir Starmer, might be on his way out. Mr. Starmer is caught up in a political scandal that centers on his appointment of Peter Mandelson as the United Kingdom's ambassador in Washington. Mr. Mandelson was fired last September after details came out about his connections to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The questions swirling around the prime minister now are related to the vetting process that Mr. Mandelson went through, to what Mr. Starmer knew about that vetting, and what it all says about the prime minister's judgment. Europe editor Arthur Bright has an explainer about that scandal facing Mr. Starmer. It's one of our top stories today at the Christian Science Monitor. Good morning from Boston. It's Thursday, April 23rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. I'm Matthew Bell. First, a roundup of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. An unusual coalition in the U.S. Supreme Court allowed a veteran to sue a military contractor on Wednesday. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion, breaking with 3 of his conservative colleagues on a 6-3 decision. The case concerned a lawsuit brought by an Army veteran against a military contractor. The contractor had hired a Taliban operative in Afghanistan who later injured the veteran in a bombing at a military base. Federal courts blocked the lawsuit, saying federal law preempted it. Wednesday's Supreme Court ruling overturns the lower court decision. The United Kingdom passed a lifetime smoking ban for those born after 2008. Lawmakers voted to prohibit sales of cigarettes to anyone born in 2009 or later. The bill raises the legal age each successive year until eventually it will become illegal to sell tobacco products to any adult. In 2021, Brookline, Massachusetts implemented a similar generational ban. New Zealand followed in 2022, but later overturned the legislation, citing the rise of black market sales and the loss of tax revenue from cigarette sales. Also, 6 women won the Goldman Environmental Prize, a first in the award's 37-year history. The prize, also known as the Green Nobel, honors grassroots leaders from 6 global regions for their efforts to protect the environment and combat climate change. The recipients from Colombia, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, South Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States were recognized for their work ranging from stopping fossil fuel projects to protecting wildlife and ecosystems. Each recipient received $200,000. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump's need to end the war quickly and reach a deal he can sell as a win has given Tehran leverage. Amid an impasse over dueling blockades of the Strait of Hormuz, efforts to return to the negotiating table remained in limbo. Linda Feldman and Taylor Luck report from Washington and Amman for The Monitor. Public prayer for the troops has long been a part of America's history, but Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's rhetoric is raising concerns about the impact that Christian nationalist ideals are having on military unity and religious freedom. Anna Mulrein-Grobe and Sophie Hills report for The Monitor. Less than 2 years since becoming British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer is fighting to keep his job. Mr. Starmer's appointment of Peter Mandelson as UK ambassador in Washington is at the heart of the political scandal. Arthur Bright reports for The Monitor. President Donald Trump's desire that the federal government play a role in how Americans vote is putting focus on election laws ahead of the midterms this fall. The outcome, which could be influenced by off-cycle redistricting in several states, will affect the president's final 2 years in office. Jacob Turcott reports for The Monitor. From foreign occupations to coups to natural disasters, the longest-running newspaper in Haiti has covered it all. But with gang violence on the rise, Le Nouveliste may be facing its biggest challenge yet. Contributor Linnea Ferm reports from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. From reworn bridal dresses to recycled wedding favors, New Delhi-based groups help couples honor both tradition and the environment on their big day. Contributor Safina Nabi reports from New Delhi for The Monitor. Now, today's commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on more green, more giggles, and less crime. Here it is in full. For Earth Day in 2026, the celebratory events held April 22nd numbered well over 10,000 worldwide. From cleanups to teach-ins to tree planting, such activities help boost enthusiasm for caring about the environment. Ultimately, however, it is during the other days of the year that follow-through can bring those good intentions to fruition. Over decades of Earth Day celebrations, many individuals have found that a focus on environmental care in local communities can reap tangible civic and social benefits. A case in point is Philadelphia, where a long-standing project in urban greening has been linked to drops in crime. That success has led the neighboring city of Chester to trod the same path. Philadelphia's story began with green-thumbed activists from the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society seeking to recover good neighborliness, square foot by square foot. Working with local contractors and volunteers, the Society's Land Care Initiative cleaned up and greened nearly 12,000 derelict plots, or one-third of the city's vacant land, since 2003. Nationwide, nearly 7.4 million acres, or 15% of land in American cities, is considered vacant or abandoned. It makes the blocks cleaner and nicer. People start to put a little more effort into their own public spaces or curbs, one resident told Landcare during a 2025 survey, which found that 47% of residents felt more connected to their neighbors and 59% felt safer. Not only do these city dwellers feel safer, they are safer. A 2018 controlled study directly linked greened areas in Philadelphia to a 29.1% drop in gun violence and 21.9% drop in burglaries over time. Another study found a reduction in residents' self-reported depression or poor mental health. This tracks with broader findings. In Flint, Michigan, cleaner, greener areas saw 40% fewer assaults and violent crimes over a five-year period. A comparative review of 301 of the largest cities in the United States found that greater green space was associated with lower violent crime in all but three cities and lower property crime in all of them. A 2025 study by the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign across 3,100 counties found lower levels of fatal police shootings. I was gobsmacked. The results were very clear. The greener the county, the fewer the fatal shootings, co-author William Sullivan told the news site Reasons to Be Cheerful in early April. This finding, he added, confirmed his earlier research. As cleaner, greener spaces encourage neighbors to venture outdoors more, connection and civic engagement increase, as does informal surveillance of neighborhood goings-on. That spirit of neighborliness in the city of brotherly love was captured by one Philadelphian who told Landcare researchers, "Now I get to hear the sounds from my childhood that were absent before, children giggling and playing outside." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how even when we stumble, God is always with us on our journey to do a little better each day in expressing His goodness. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tim Malone, Mackenzie Farkas, and Audrey Thiebert. I'm Matthew Bell. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.